High prices on the minds of voters. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Four states holding primaries today, including Nevada, where inflation is a top concern.
Gas prices. I mean, the prices of groceries are ridiculous. There's no need for this.
The economy.
Fuel. The economy.
One key race there is for U.S. Senate, a seat Republicans hope to flip in the fall. Former State Attorney General Adam Laxalt, endorsed by former President Trump, and a political newcomer, combat veteran Sam Brown, are considered the top contenders in a crowded GOP field. In South Carolina, two congressional Republicans face Trump-backed challengers. It's also primary day in Maine and North Dakota, with a special election in Texas to fill a congressional vacancy. President Biden says his plan for the economy isn't finished.
Under my plan for the economy, we've made extraordinary progress. And we put America in a position to tackle a worldwide problem is worse everywhere but here, inflation. It's sapping the strength of a lot of families.
At a union event in Philadelphia, trying to counter Republican claims that he's hurting the economy, not helping. Billions of dollars stolen from COVID relief programs. The Small Business Administration's Inspector General says up to one-fifth of the relief intended for economic disaster loans may have been given to fraudsters by mistake. South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn chairs the committee holding a hearing.
Criminals and criminal organizations took advantage of Americans suffering during this crisis and committed substantial fraud against these critical pandemic relief programs.
He says the Trump administration failed to put safeguards in place. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise asking why the committee isn't looking into fraud during enhanced unemployment benefits. Just getting word a suspect who had been barricaded at a home goods store in Georgia, north of Atlanta, is now in custody. No reports of any shots fired. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Yellowstone National Park remains evacuated because of flooding.
Rivers are raging here in Montana. Heavy rain on nearby mountains triggered snow to melt very quickly, causing the flooding that we're seeing here. According to the National Weather Service, the Yellowstone River rose to levels that haven't been seen in 100 years. Over the past day, rivers and creeks in southern Montana overflowed their banks, destroyed bridges, even washed away homes. Residents in some areas were forced to evacuate. 12 people had to be rescued via helicopter by the Montana National Guard on Monday, with more rescue operations still underway.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon. Yellowstone's entrances will stay closed at least until tomorrow. In Milwaukee, the search continues for a child and two adults swept away in floodwaters. Parts of the south also hammered by storms, which knocked out power to tens of thousands. This as parts of the Midwest and the south brace for a dangerous heat wave. More than 100 million people expected to be affected by midweek, with triple-digit heat. For now, excessive heat warnings are in effect for parts of Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio. A timely software update from Google so drivers can check toll prices before hitting the road.
Going forward, Google Maps will tell you how much toll roads will cost before you head out on your next road trip. An option reps say may help you spend what you save on road snacks. The estimated pricing based on trusted information from local tolling authorities. Folks can also go into their settings and avoid toll roads completely. Google first announcing the feature in April. It's live on Android and iOS devices for nearly 2,000 toll roads in the U.S., India, Japan, and Indonesia, with more countries coming soon. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Stocks remain mixed. Right now, the Dow is down 189 points, but the NASDAQ is up 15. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.